So Lady Liberty was able to record some of the shaking in the New York City area earlier on Friday as a very rare earthquake. It looks like the largest earthquake they've had for quite some time, over a century from what I understand. Rattled the New York area, some surrounding states. It actually originated, it looks like, in New Jersey. Get this, folks. Some 7 miles away from Trump Bedminster Golf Course. I don't know. Maybe we should be listening to Donald Trump a little bit more. I don't know. But it looks like there was no damage, no injuries, of course, in this very rare earthquake. And we're glad about that, certainly glad about that. And something else we're glad about is that it's the weekend edition. It's here. It's upon us. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this wonderful Saturday morning as we go live. Welcome to everybody joining us. It's 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you're with us during our live time. And if you're picking up this program some other time during the weekend on a replay on a different station, on one of our affiliates across the country, we really do encourage you, if you'd like to send us a direct message any old time, you can go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, and you can click on Send Kyle a direct message and be off and running from there. Folks, again, we've got a lot to talk about. Yesterday's program was really, really very intense, I will say, only because of what was happening with the subject matter. And certainly that subject matter is certainly carrying over because, again, we are looking for, well, not looking for, I hope that's not the word that we're going to use, but we are anticipating this warning that came from the CIA regarding the possible retaliation of Iran to Israel. We don't know exactly what that means. We've heard the phrase a rain of drones to come down. We also know, of course, that Israel has evacuated or is in the process of evacuating its embassies, most of its embassies around the world, only because it's a very, very good precaution to take. But what's going to happen next? What may happen in the next few days? We just don't know, but we're going to continue to bring you the very latest. So we'll talk about that. We'll tell you about the earthquake. There was another huge earthquake, by the way. This time it was near the Mariana Islands. At that time, there was no tsunami warning issued, but it was a 6.8 magnitude earthquake. So we're getting, and of course, our friends in Taiwan, this is just a lot of earthquakes in just in the last few days that seem to be pretty significant for various reasons. But we'll tell you more about that. But our phone lines are already lighting up here early on this Saturday morning for the weekend edition of the program. We've got the honorary mayor of Clearwater. At least that's what we like to call him. We've got Mike in Clearwater this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Kyle. You know, here we are sitting on the brink of, like, you know, you just said, next few days, who knows what happens. Now, Trump, when he was in office, President Trump, virtually eliminated ISIS. Now, ISIS-K, all these other factions, these little, you know, Hezbollah, Hamas, they're all thriving again. You know, supposedly, President Bush, we went to war on the war on terror, and we went to Iraq, and we went to Afghanistan, which, you know, at that time, based on the faulty information the president was given, you know, it was a boondoggle, but at the end, we finally got it cleaned up, and then here comes Uncle Joe and, you know, lets him do, pulls out of Afghanistan, and now he's telling the Israelis, you have to do a ceasefire. These people came in and slaughtered 1,500 of their people, but yet they have to do a ceasefire. Uncle Joe is what got us to this point where we're, you know, World War III could be just starting in a few days. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate the call very, very much. Always great to hear from Mike in Clearwater. Great call and great question. And he absolutely laid this out exactly the right way. And certainly, you know, again, what would have happened if people were telling the United States after 9/11, you're not doing this right. You know, you really need to have a ceasefire. Why are you going after bin Laden, al-Qaeda, the way that you're doing? Why are you going into Afghanistan? You know, there's going to be a lot of casualties, et cetera, et cetera. And the American government, the American people, quite rightly so, would have simply laughed in their face and said, did you just see what happened? Well, the attack on October 7th was referred to as similar to a 9/11 kind of attack in terms of its audacity, in terms of what Hamas did on that day. And certainly for us now to be going in and telling Israel, here's what you're going to do. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm not convinced at all that the American government is telling Israel what to do, because they really do think this is the way to proceed. I do think that it is politically motivated. It is something because they are hurting in the polls, especially in places like Michigan. They don't know what to do about this, and they're seizing upon this terrible tragedy that happened with the aid workers that were tragically killed. And by the way, Israel has stepped up about this. I understand that at least two people have been disciplined or are fired out of the service for this. They're taking it very seriously, and they're owning up to it right away. Can you imagine what Hamas did? Hamas is trying to celebrate, for goodness sakes, that they came in and killed civilians, that women were raped, that all these things were happening. And they go around the world looking for sympathy. And their leaders are rich beyond the dreams of avarice. And they're in Qatar. And they're in other places. And they keep playing this propaganda game and leading us down this path. As Mike was saying, yeah, we don't know what's going to happen in the next few days. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. I'm not being an alarmist. We're just simply saying, as this thing escalates, and if Iran, is anybody telling Iran now, you got to tamp it down. You got to absorb this and don't come after Israel. Everybody's saying, wow, Iran's going to go do something. And I guess we better be ready. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Weekend edition is officially launched.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Weekend Edition continues, and we're already off to a great start, I think, and whatever it is that you're doing this weekend, and if you're working over the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning as we head into the weekend, well, we're glad that you have us along for the ride this morning, because it really does mean a lot to us. I got to tell you, folks, myself, everybody associated with this broadcast, we're just all so very, very overwhelmed with the wonderful response, with the great kind words that we receive, the direct messages we receive. It's really something, and it absolutely just makes me so very happy. And I'm telling you, as I've said before, this is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. And as we go through the overnight hours throughout the week across America, we're building this community, and we're building, you know, a listener base, and we're building just a group of people who love to find out what's happening in the world, all these very, very serious things that are happening, and some of the not so serious things maybe, and some great music and some great camaraderie and a lot of fun and a lot of laughter, too. Because I'm telling you, I love it when we've got a caller named John in Sarasota, and he talks about sarcasm and so forth. And that's sometimes, you know, we've got to be able to demonstrate absurdities of things. And sometimes when you have a little bit of sarcasm, and it kind of just shows, you know, okay, yeah, we get what's happening. You know, we know what's going on. You know, we're not, it's not lost on us, you know, what the far left is doing and things like that. So it's great to get calls, and it's great to have a lot of fun. And also, as I said, it's great to get your direct messages as well. That really means a lot to us. And we got a couple of direct messages here I thought I might address as we head into a segment two here. As I said, always a lot of fun. And we've got this one coming in from Listener Joan. Listener Joan up in Seattle. And she says, hello from the great Northwest. We are experiencing light showers through the weekend, and it keeps our trees green. Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, you know, I was in Seattle. I haven't been to Seattle for a very long time. Many years ago, I was able to stay a little bit in the Seattle area. It was just absolutely green and lush. And it was really, really a major change from my digs in Southern California, even at that time. But yes, so absolutely, it's green and wonderful. And she says, looking forward to your show. Your wisdom mixed with common sense is so refreshing. Well, thank you. I appreciate that so much, Joan. She says, love the mix of humor and music selections thrown in, too. And this is where it really gets great, folks. She says, your impressive lineup of weekly contributors, especially Denise Simon. Yes, absolutely. We're going to pass that on to Denise, by the way. She says, thanks for all the work that goes into producing such a great program. Well, thank you, Joan, for listening and for being there. Again, this just really means the world. And then also, we've got a message in from Driver Ron, and he's got a couple of great suggestions for the music this morning. And Saturday doesn't really have a theme, I guess. It's just the weekend. So kind of like Freedom Friday, we can play whatever we want, and we have fun doing it. And Ron, I love your suggestions, I'll say more when we get to the music. So I won't tip it just yet. So you have to stay tuned for these songs. And I'm telling you, they're pretty cool. You're going to love them. And then, Tony, thank you so much for also reaching out. Tony loves to get the podcast. And if you go over to KyleWarrenShow.com, you can find out more about how you can get the podcast of the show. We appreciate that so very, very much. And so, again, we really do appreciate getting some messages from everybody, and it really does mean a lot. All right, so let's continue here. We've got the earthquake that happened, of course, on the East Coast. It's this from ABC News. 4.8 magnitude earthquake rocked the Northeast Friday morning in what New York Governor Kathy Hochul called one of the largest quakes on the East Coast in the last century. Yeah, that's right. The earthquake was centered near White House Station, New Jersey, and shook buildings from Philadelphia to New Jersey to New York City. And, of course, we've got Frederick up there in New York City. I was thinking about Frederick earlier today, also about John in Nyack. I don't know if John might have heard that. He calls the show from time to time. And, again, so it was in New Jersey, New York City, to Connecticut, to Westchester, New York. It could be felt as far south as Washington, D.C., and as far north as Maine, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Several weaker aftershocks were also reported in the hours following the initial quake, including one measuring 4.0 on the Richter scale. Now, this was centered near Gladstone, New Jersey, Friday evening, according to preliminary data from the USGS. I remember when that came over yesterday on Friday, that they had an aftershock, and it was 4.0. That's pretty good and significant in terms of how big that quake is compared to the initial shock of the quake, the actual quake. And I was hearing a little bit about, of course, in California, it's really more of the plates moving next to one another. And that's what causes the big earthquakes along the San Andreas Fault. The Pacific Plate, and I'm trying to think of what the other plate is called off the top of my head, but they rub together and then they suddenly release the energy and they move very quickly, and that's what causes the kinds of earthquakes we have here, certainly in the terms of what they're afraid of on the San Andreas, like the San Francisco earthquake back in the early 1900s. And so, but the earthquake felt in New York and surrounding areas is a little bit different, because it seems like that's the whole plate and the whole thing kind of moves all at the same time. So it's different than the California earthquakes, is from what I understand. And that's why it's felt over a much larger region than we would have here in California. But certainly the magnitude of the earthquake is still pretty good. That will wake you up here in California as well. But we're glad that everybody's okay. There were no reports of injuries, as I was just saying, no major damage following the initial quake, and there's a low likelihood of casualties, according to the USGS. That's the U.S. Geological Survey. So the article continues, this was the strongest quake in the greater New York metro area since 1884. according to the Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory of Columbia University. Well, they probably know what they're talking about, I guess. Con Edison said there were no reports of outages, and the MTA said there's no significant disruption to New York's subway system. In New Jersey, only limited damage had been reported. Now, as I said in the intro to the program this morning, it looks like this was about 7 miles away from Trump Bedminster Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. So I don't know. The conspiracy theories will now abound that, you know, does Trump have the secret earthquake machine or something like that, you know, or is he controlling something? But, I don't think so, obviously. But, of course, we're talking about it in this vein because nobody was hurt. This was, it's more of an oddity at this point than being a serious issue. But, of course, our friends in Taiwan continue with a very serious issue. When you get up to over 7.0 on the Richter scale, my goodness gracious, that is now going to be considered a major quake, and certainly it could have been a lot worse, and thank God it wasn't. The other parts of the world, even in places like Afghanistan, that part of the world, they have these terrible quakes as well, and it's a very, very it's a strange thing because you don't know where the next one's going to hit. And sometimes it's not the big fault. It's something else. Or in California, I can't tell you how many times that we've had an earthquake and everything shakes and then everything kind of settles down and everybody goes back into their houses because everyone will have run out of their houses immediately. And you go back in and then a couple of days later, they figure out that that earthquake was on a fault that nobody knew existed. Oh, yeah, runs right under Westminster, you know. it does, you know. And it's always kind of an interesting discovery, shall we say. But generally speaking, obviously, if you live in a place that could be prone to earthquakes, you always want to be prepared. You always want to know how to do things, by the way. You want to know how to turn the gas off for your house or for your building or for your apartment or whatever it might be, just in case if a major earthquake does occur. You also want to make sure, just kind of like, you know, you'd have to be ready for any kind of terrible storm or other kind of thing. You want to be ready. If you have medicine, make sure you have plenty to tide you over just in case. So all these kinds of things. And then also check on your neighbors. Check on your neighbors, especially if they might be elderly. Even after a tembler, it can be pretty scary, and stuff does fall down. So if you have neighbors, just check on them and make sure that they're okay. All right, folks, we're going to come right back after this quick break. Bottom of the hour is already here. The program is flying by. I want you to stay right there, Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. Engineering teams are extensively evaluating the aftermath of Friday's earthquake, described as the most powerful in a century.
Surveying our bridges, our roads, any area there could be a fault line that is not easily detectable to make sure that passengers on our rails as well as our commuters are safe.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul said, fortunately, there have been no reports of injury or damages. The U.S. currently has no intentions of conducting an independent inquiry into the deaths of seven aid workers from the World Central Kitchen in Gaza. John Kirby, White House National Security Council spokesman, said the administration is reviewing the findings of the investigation conducted by the Israeli government. According to a recent report from Microsoft, the Chinese government is running counterfeit social media profiles posing as U.S. voters and inquiring about their opinions on American political matters. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. Saturday morning live here, of course, on the program. It's the weekend program. We are going across the third watch once again, and it's on the weekend. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program. And if you'd like to go over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can certainly do that. You can send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. Welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network all this morning and all this weekend as well. We really appreciate everybody at GCN. They work very hard for the show, and they distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates as well. So good morning to everybody working the third watch at GCN this morning. And I'll tell you this as well. Welcome to everybody listening on TalkStream Live. People are finding the program there, and we so much appreciate that. We're glad about that. And we have a lot more to talk about on the show this morning. Okay, so let's tell you about this. Now, we were able to get some more information, of course, about what's happening in terms of this Iran threat. This is a great article from Newsmax. Former CIA analyst Fred Flights told Newsmax on Friday that he's worried about Iran retaliating against Americans since our service members are, quote, vulnerable and easier to hit than targets in Israel. And I'll tell you this as well. This is one of the things. And by the way, later on in the program in hour number two, we're going to hear our conversation with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America, who we speak with on the program every Thursday morning. And a lot of times we like to replay it on the weekend edition for our weekend listeners, because a lot of times we talk with Jimmy, and he's, again, from a group called Concerned Veterans for America, and we often speak of the vulnerability of U.S. troops that are stationed, especially in the Middle East. And so Iran, you know, probably makes no real distinction at this point. I don't think that Iran believes necessarily that they just have to sort of tiptoe around the U.S. And again, so anything is possible. So, you know, we're going to continue to pray for the safety and the protection of our U.S. troops and Americans everywhere who could come under some kind of an attack as a result of Iran then starting to go berserk. And yes, Israel is very highly defended and so forth. So they're always on the expectation that something may happen. So again, back to the article. So he's concerned about this. He's a former CIA analyst. Flights, vice chair of the Center for American Security for America First Policy Institute. He addressed the situation in the Middle East as Israel remains on high alert over the death of an Iranian general in an airstrike on Monday. This is when Israel went in and bombed the embassy in Syria and leveled it and evidently did result in that death. Israel is bracing for a retaliatory attack after being blamed by Iran. Well, however, flights said Iran needs to tread carefully. Any retaliation inside Israeli territory will likely lead to Israel shredding swaths of key Iranian territory, including its oil sectors. There are targets in Iran that Israel has wanted to bomb for a long time. Nuclear sites, missile sites, possibly chemical weapons sites, IRGC, that's the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps buildings. If Iran was to strike the territory of Israel, all bets are off, flights told Carl Higbee. And Israel, he says, has very sophisticated missiles that it will use to destroy these sites, unquote. The flip side, flights worries, is that Iran might turn its attention to vulnerable U.S. service members in the Middle East instead, especially with, quote, the most incompetent president in history when it comes to national security, he said. What worries me is that, and by the way, and I'm not trying to be funny, and I'm not trying to be flip, and I'm not trying to, you know, go for the joke here, but, and you might hear, I don't know if you can hear me, I'm doing that out of frustration, because by saying don't to Iran, and both Biden and Kamala Harris saying don't, Iran does anyway. They do not fear Biden and Harris. And I hate to say that. You don't know how much it pains me to say that. Because at our shoreline, this is where I've always thought the politics needs to stop at the shoreline when there are adversaries involved and our national security is involved or our commitment to our allies is involved. But I have to say the performance, if you can call it that, of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris has been so egregious. It has been so far out of whack. It's gotten us to where we are right now. Why is there a dumpster fire in the world? Well, it's because of this. It's because of their lack of leadership. Or it is maybe a better way to say it. It's because the policies and the direction and the mentality and the goals of the administration and whoever is sort of coming up with this stuff behind the scenes, and you know, in the basement of the White House or something like that, all this is simply the opposite direction of maintaining a strong and secure world where it's unthinkable to do the kinds of things that Hamas did, or unthinkable to do the kinds of things that Iran seems to be contemplating, because they know that it's not going to be a political decision that is raining down on them. It's going to be something about commitment. It's going to be something about standing up to bad, to evil. And maybe I'm putting it in such sort of oversimplistic terms, because, well, it is evil. people that support people to go in and go across the border between Gaza and Israel and kill the civilians the way that we saw happen on October 7th, you just got to call it what it is. It's just evil. And it's not something that's going to get better with, you know, well, how about a two-state solution? How about that? How about we do this or that? How about we criticize Israel more? How about we try to throw a monkey wrench into what they're doing in order to destroy Hamas? How about that? The Iranian mullahs and so forth, and the like-minded individuals, they'll all say, good, good, yes, yo, that's wonderful, thank you so much. And then turn around and attack you. Kyle's being so overly simplistic. Well, that's what's happening. So, you know, we could beat around the bush, I guess, but maybe we ought to just say it. So he goes on, what worries me is that Israeli targets are probably harder for Iran to hit, and Iran may retaliate by attacking Americans. Says there are very vulnerable Americans at bases in Syria and in Iraq, and I worry that that might be the way that Iran chooses to retaliate. Iranian General Mohammad Reza Zayedi, his deputy, and five other IRGC members were killed in an airstrike in the Iranian consulate in Damascus on Monday. Flight said it's also possible that Iran is posturing. A notion also proffered by Jerusalem Deputy Mayor Flur Hassan Nahum on Thursday. That's Iran. They're always using rhetoric, and they're always threatening, she told Newsmax. If Iran was to fire missiles at Israel, first of all, they'd be shot down, Flight said on Friday. I don't know how accurate they are, but I think the destruction to Iran could be extreme. Israel could take out their oil sector. Yeah, that's probably right. It's not something Iran should be contemplating. See, this is what I'm talking about. We need to live in a world. See, and that's why, see, nobody doubts the resolve of Israel, do they? Nobody doubts the resolve that Israel is going to take care of business if they get attacked. Because it's not just a matter of policy. This is our policy. It's a matter of self-preservation. And it's something, the hard lessons that have been learned since 1948, the sneak attacks that have happened against Israel. And some would say, even almost miraculously, let's say, you know, fending off those sneak attacks. So Israel knows that it's got to do something. And nobody doubts that they will do that. So maybe that'll keep Iran from doing what they're supposed, what they believe they're supposed to do. We will see. But folks, we are going to be watching, and we are going to be talking about this. We're going to keep calling it what it is. Stay right there. Weekend Edition continues. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming back. We got a great song lined up as we continue to go over the overnight airwaves. Don't go anywhere.
Third Watch.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4444. 800-282-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, Weekend Edition continues on, everybody. We're glad that you're there, glad to be here, whatever you're doing, whatever you're up to here on the weekend. And if you're working overnight, we're glad that we're with you. And, of course, if you're picking this up at a different time during the weekend, during the daytime even, whatever you're up to, whatever you're doing, we help kind of get you through that time. And I'm telling you, it's a scientifically proven fact. Well, that's what we say anyway, is that time just goes by much faster on this program. It really, really does. I can tell you, 4 hours throughout the rest of the day just kind of drags on, kind of goes slow. You know, it's like, wow, is it already, you know, how what time is it? You know, but on this program, it just kind of goes kind of by in a blur. So that's what we do. And it's because we have fun and because we have a lot to talk about. And we never lack things to talk about here on the program. Well, new listeners to the program, we take this particular segment in hour number one and hour two of the show. To play a song that's going to make you kind of get through the rest of the morning hours or the afternoon, whatever the case might be. And we kind of keep you going, keep your blood pumping, keep you focused, keep you moving down the road. And we got a great suggestion this morning from Driver Ron. And Driver Ron, of course, is in the Denver area. And he writes in and he says that he's got a couple of requests. He says the first one, we're going to do them in reverse. The first one's going to be hour number two, but the second one's going to be hour number one, just for clarification's sake, in case you were wondering. He says my other request is a classic, and it's from 1982. And it's actually, I got to tell you, I think that, you know, the saying, great minds think alike. Well, I'm telling you, I think me and Driver Ron have quite a very similar kind of musical interest. The songs that he'll send in are songs that I really, really like, and especially some of these songs from back in the day. This is a really cool song, and it's by a really cool guy named Steve Winwood. He used to be, of course, he was originally with Traffic, but he had a great song. It was actually, if you had to have one of my, probably my favorite Stevie Winwood song, it would be this one, and it's a song called Valerie. Thanks, Driver Ron. Here we go. Stevie Winwood. On a summer's day. I gotta tell you, this has always been one of my favorite Steve Winwood songs, and I remember, you know, driving in the car and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, they're playing Valerie, you know, this kind of thing. And I really do appreciate the suggestion, and it kind of keeps us going here on the overnight hours. And Steve Winwood had a lot of great hits as well, you know, The High Life and stuff like that, but Valerie always stands out. While You See a Chance. And the cool thing about Valerie, in addition to the snare drum there, the snare sound, but also you've got that that little keyboard, whatever it is, for the little solo there. And it's kind of a cool little sound. And it was almost kind of indicative to him as well. So at least that's how I recall it. But thank you, Driver Ron. Appreciate it so very, very much. What a great, that's a great song suggestion, a request. and certainly does bring back a lot of memories for your humble host here. So at any rate, folks, let's take a quick look at what's happening in terms of our weekend weather. Severe thunderstorms are possible over parts of the Great Plains and the Mississippi Valley this weekend. Winter storm to develop over the Front Range with high winds will impact Four Corners tonight into the Great Plains this weekend. Critical fire weather risk over central and southern high plains, and a warm weekend ahead for the central U.S. East and west coasts remain below average. We don't know what the earthquake forecast looks like at this point. But I'm hoping that whatever aftershocks are continuing on there in the New York and the greater New York area and the Northeast there, that it's just going to kind of all quiet down and kind of go back to normal. I did see some of those, some of the videos, though, of people who were kind of startled by it. And it can be very startling if you've never really been through an earthquake. And, you know, I guess contrary to popular belief, it's still pretty rare in California. There are always like little earthquakes. I mean, there you can go on these tracking sites of the USGS and you see that you can see all the earthquakes all over the world, right? They have these very sensitive instruments that pick these things up. And only every once in a while do we seem to get something that's significant where somebody says, did you feel that or this kind of thing. We actually did have a small earthquake not all that long ago. It was just a few weeks ago. And they were asking me, did you feel the earthquake? I'm like, no, I didn't feel it. I mean, in fact, I'll just tell this real quick. A lot of the stories today, of course, have also sort of brought up, you know, the significant earthquakes that have happened over the last many years. In 1989, there was the Loma Prieta. I think that's what it was called, Loma Prieta. And that happened during the World Series. And that was, of course, in the Bay Area. And they postponed the World Series after that for many days. They had some pretty significant collapses and so forth. And you know what? I didn't feel that one. At least, I don't know that we really felt it so much here in Southern California. Some people might have. I was actually walking along the sidewalk at that time, and I did not feel a thing, and I didn't know about it because back in those days we didn't have we didn't have a phone that would tell us some breaking news. I think I had to wait till I got home, and then I found out about it, and of course I remember that night watching the coverage into the late night. Watching what was happening, especially in the Bay Area there, where some of these houses had collapsed in the different areas near the water and so forth. It was very devastating. And the pancaking of the double-decker freeways was just absolutely devastating. And that was a pretty significant quake. But I'm telling you, folks, we're glad that nothing terrible happened in the New York area, the greater area there. But again, just be careful. If it ever happens, you got to ride it out. And it will stop. That's the thing. It will stop eventually. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren with you.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So I have a question. With Dwayne The Rock Johnson saying he won't be endorsing Joe Biden as he did back in 2020, would he listen to Dr. Jill? And would Dr. Jill be able to persuade him? Because she simply said, hey, when people look at the choices, she's pretty confident Joe is going to win this election. And I don't know, once you lose The Rock, I don't know what's going to happen after that. But, I don't know. Dr. Jill could probably, she's probably trying to make some plans to get in contact with The Rock, I'm pretty sure, and explain to him about the choices that we have. But I actually am glad, folks, that she did mention the word choices, because we do have pretty stark choice. And this even goes back to the days of Ronald Reagan when he was running for president. And he talked about the choice that we have. Very, very clear choices. And I think that the voting public, they prefer clear choices. I think this is one of the reasons why the No Labels Party is no longer going to be labeling anything. They're not going to be offering up, we understand, a presidential ticket, the so-called unity ticket. I do think, and because a lot of people have told me, and by the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number two is launching, is officially underway at this moment, the weekend edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to leave me a direct message, you can also call in if you're part of our live broadcast here early Saturday morning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. And as I was saying about the clear choices and the No Labels, people will come up to me, or they will tell me in course of conversation, and they will say, I want a little bit of this, I want a little bit of that, and I want something a little bit more down the middle. And to some degree, that I see that, I understand that. I think most of us want to be able to have something that will work. Okay, people that could work together. They expect and this is one of the things, they expect their government to actually function. That's what voters expect. This is one of the reasons why voters will throw up their hands. This is one of the reasons why voters will simply say, I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore. This makes no sense. It doesn't matter which way I vote, because everything kind of just winds up being terrible from their perspective. So that's why I think something like a No Labels unity ticket doesn't really go very far in today's political climate, because people are seeing that it's kind of getting down to it's one or the other. We're either going to, continue to go down this path that Joe Biden and the Joe Bidenites, or whatever you call them, have put us on, whoever's making these decisions behind the scenes in the basement of the White House. Again, to serve a political agenda, to serve some other notion of rearranging America, the fundamental transformation of America, they're leading us down this path for whatever reason, but it's bad, it's wrong, and it's not going to work, and it's going to be destructive. So either we keep going down that road, or we make a clear choice, and in so many ways a clean break, and we go a different direction and try to get back on course. The more that you start looking at the way things were going on in terms of policy, in terms of direction under the Trump administration, the more people are going to start saying to themselves, the clear choice is going to be reversing what we're doing right now, getting back on track. And I'm telling you, it's not theoretical anymore. It's not theoretical. We were talking with our good friend Frank Salvato on the program yesterday morning on the Friday edition. And we were talking about, and I think he made a great point. He made a great point in that the Democrat Party is being taken over by Marxists, essentially. This is the ideology. This is the modus operandi. This is how this sort of takeover goes on, and the ruination of our system, of our political system, of our economic system, all these things. This is what happens. And one of the things that always comes to my mind when you talk about Marxists or communists or even socialists is that they will tell you, they will look you right in the eye and they will say, well, guess what? It was never tried correctly. It was never put into its purest form where it works and everything's going to be fine. It's all egalitarian. And this is going to be so much of a better system than your capitalist system, which is responsible for all bad things in the world, including global warming, including climate change, whatever they want to call it, including everything. Just anything that's bad, it's going to be traced back to capitalism somehow, some way. So, again, it's not about, well, we could try it Trump's way and just kind of see. Because that's really not even that's not valid, because this is no longer theoretical stuff. It's no longer theoretical as to what makes America go, what makes America prosperous, what makes America strong. These things aren't theoretical. They're not esoteric concepts that you sort of have to, contemplate. It's not something like that. Likewise, what we've seen with Marxism and communism and to even a great degree socialism, quote unquote, it always winds up bad. It always winds up in a disaster. And this really what amounts to, again, the propagandizing of especially of our younger people. It's like, oh, well, I'm telling you, just things would be better if we were just a bunch of Marxists. And that's never going to work. It's going to create disaster. It's going to create death. It's going to create chaos and misery. And that's not what we're about here in this country. We're about, pursuing happiness. Remember that part? That's part of what we do. Stay right here, folks. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, we want to give a shout out this morning to Wally, and he's listening, of course, in Florida and listening on GCN, we understand. Good for you, Wally. That's pretty cool. He says, with all these earthquakes, I hope the fault line down the center of Florida doesn't decide to move. I would be gone living in Pinellas County. Well, I hope so, too, Wally. Absolutely. I really do. That's something that we would never want to see happen at all. But earthquakes are funny things, aren't they? Because all of a sudden you get something that you haven't had in over a century, and it starts happening. But that's all how the plates do move around, and the mountains got built a certain way, and this kind of thing. So these are processes that happen, and a lot of times it's when that energy gets released and the rocks break or something like that, all of a sudden it starts moving, and it kind of reminds us, again, that sometimes these earth processes that go on are just much, much, much bigger than we are. But here we go, coming off the heels of the Statue of Liberty getting struck by lightning. And then also, of course, you had the camera on the Statue of Liberty recording some of that movement, looking back towards New York City with that 4.8 earthquake. Yes, be safe, Wally. Absolutely. Thanks for listening. I'm glad you're there. And thanks so much for the message. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're glad to be with you here this morning as we go through the weekend edition of the show. Lots more to talk about, lots more to do. I want to bring back, we heard a little bit of this quote on the Friday edition, but for our weekend listeners, I do want to bring this back as well. This is Peter Ducey talking, giving a question to John Kirby at the White House press briefing room about what Ducey is kind of setting up as what is the wavering support of Israel like now? Because heretofore, it's always been unwavering, especially after October 7th. The word used is unwavering. It's unwavering, but now it seems to kind of be wavering based on the phone call between Benjamin Netanyahu and President Biden. The Biden administration now just inserting itself into the middle of this and talking about making policy changes against Israel or in relation to Israel. If other things aren't done, if they don't do this the way that the White House believes they should do it. So this is getting pretty, pretty intense, my friends. Let's listen in to Ducey versus Kirby. Here we go.
John, to follow up on that first, did the CIA warn Israel or did President Biden warn Netanyahu today about an Iranian plan to attack inside Israel within 48 hours?
I'm not going to talk about intelligence matters, Peter. I think you can understand. They did talk about a very public and very viable, real threat by Iran to Israel's security. And I think I need to leave it at that. It's really as far as I can go.
On October 7th, President Biden said, "My administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering." That is not true anymore, correct?
It is true. Still true today.
How is his support unwavering, but you're also reconsidering policy choices?
Both can be true.
They cannot be true. They're completely different things.
No.
He is wavering.
Come on.
How is he not wavering?
Come on. As I said, and as it says in that readout, we made clear, and he made it clear to the Prime Minister in his call, that our support for Israel's self-defense remains ironclad. They face a range of threats, and the United States isn't going to walk away from helping Israel defend itself. That said, you can say all that, and you can act on that, and you can believe that, and the President does, and still believe that the manner in which defending themselves against the Hamas threat needs to change. And that is the conversation that we had today. But both things are true. Our support is ironclad and consistent. It's not gonna stop. It's not gonna waver. But will there perhaps be some policy changes we might have to make if we don't see policy changes out of Israel? Yes.
How is that unwavering? It sounds like you guys are trying to have it both ways here.
Okay, stop right there.
I don't know.
Bingo. That's exactly what they're doing. And don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be just overly simplistic with this. But that's really what they're trying to do. Peter Doocy hit it right on the head. They're trying to have it both ways. This is exactly the navigation pattern of your garden variety Democrat Party administration. They have to be able to tell you one thing, or maybe two things, tell you you're wrong if you differentiate between those two things and realize that they are two different things, and tell you what you want to hear, because they're trying to placate some constituency that they're afraid of losing, because they know they have to be more extreme for them. They have to be more and more extreme for that particular constituency or similar ones. In this case, they want to look like they're taking Israel to task for the way that they're defending themselves, that there was the terrible tragedy, which Israel has owned up to, about the aid workers being tragically killed in the strike. And so they have to be very extreme, because they know there are a lot of people who don't like Israel, who would rather see Hamas be victorious. I hate to put it like that. I hate to say that. It seems to be so counter common sense, but that's where we're at. That's where you have some people. That's where their sentiments lie. And at the same time, they've got to also try to shore up, you know, the greater America, as it were, of people who say, well, wait a minute, we're not going to leave Israel out in the cold, are we? But you tell me, my friends, what does it mean to say, well, you know, I have unwavering support for you, but we might make some policy changes if we're not satisfied. And that, to me, really is a big deal. How do you say that to anybody? Oh, I support you. I completely support you. But unless you make these changes, I'm going to make some policy changes. And I'm talking about having a friend who's, you know, that you would say this kind of thing to. But obviously, there is a quid pro quo here. And there is a threat. If Israel doesn't do what the Biden administration is telling them to do, well, then that means that we're going to withdraw some of our support. All of our support. We're not going to do this or that. We're going to stop sharing intelligence. I mean, I'm just speculating here. What would change? And certainly whatever would change would be have a significant impact, let's say, on Israel's overall security. So I hate to make this kind of prediction, and that is that we are going to see Israel do what it needs to do, what it feels it needs to do. Israel is going to defend itself against Hamas. It's going to defend itself against Iran. It's going to defend itself against all comers. And the American administration, because it's embroiled in an election year battle right now, we're going to continue to see it waver in its support for Israel and how it's trying to play it out to the country, to these constituencies, and to the rest of the world. It really is something to behold, isn't it? It's very, very troubling indeed. But I'm telling you that, you know, for the first time here, we are seeing this major shift, this major break. And it's not going to end up well. And by the way, John Kirby, I would rather have you stand there at the podium and say, America is going to help in any way, shape, or form stop Hamas. We're going to continue to pressure other countries. We're going to pressure Iran for sure. We're going to tell Iran, you want to strike Israel? Well, guess what? You're going to take us on at the same time. And to Hamas with the Palestinians and Rafah, well, it's either Hamas is going to have to surrender or do something that's going to help the people. Why isn't it incumbent upon Hamas to protect their own people? Well, of course, they're not going to do that. Their own people are cannon fodder. Their own people are human shields. And yes, it sounds intense, and yes, it sounds terrible, but that's what it is. So while we're going to change our policy towards Israel, we're not going to... How about changing our policy towards Hamas? Or intensifying it? Or scaring them into stopping? Stuff like that. I don't know. I'm just saying, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Bottom of the hour break is upon us, but we shall return in a very, very short period of time. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Engineering teams are extensively evaluating the aftermath of Friday's earthquake, described as the most powerful in a century.
Surveying our bridges, our roads, any area there could be a fault line that is not easily detectable to make sure that passengers on our rails as well as our commuters are safe.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul said, fortunately, there have been no reports of injury or damages. The U.S. currently has no intentions of conducting an independent inquiry into the deaths of seven aid workers from the World Central Kitchen in Gaza. John Kirby, White House National Security Council spokesman, said the administration is reviewing the findings of the investigation conducted by the Israeli government. According to a recent report from Microsoft, the Chinese government is running counterfeit social media profiles posing as U.S. voters and inquiring about their opinions on American political matters. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. The weekend edition continues to fly by at warp speed, as a matter of fact. And I appreciate Aaron in Denver so very much. We love it when Aaron calls the program. And Aaron called up one night and said, because I mentioned about going by at warp speed, and said, yeah, just as long as the crystals don't burn out. All right. And that just made my day so much. That's right. We don't want those dilithium crystals to suddenly disintegrate or something. Not at warp speed, Captain, right? Exactly. Because that's what, of course, they used on the Starship Enterprise, of course. And so I love it when people get references like that. I love it. And then call me up and tell me. It's great. I'll tell you this, folks, we have a lot going on. Outside of the world of politics, outside of the world of social upheaval, outside of all these things that seem to be bearing down on us, one of the things that you probably use every single day is your computer. That's for sure, certainly in business. And a lot of computers out there are running Windows 10. It's been around for, well, almost 10 years now, as I understand. And just about everybody I know has Windows 10 if they run a PC. A lot of people will run Macs as well. I've got a good friend who runs that, swears by his Mac and everything. And so that's definitely an option. But typically for business, for companies or, you know, people doing those kinds of applications, you're going to find PCs. And those PCs are going to be running Windows 10. Now, we now know, of course, when the support for that operating system, which is running on a vast majority of computers out there, is going to come to an end date. And that date is going to be October 25th, 2025, I believe. That's when it's going to, October 14th, 2025. So if you want to continue using Windows 10 after that, you can. It's not going to self-destruct or anything, but it will not get any more of those very important security updates. So if you're running something like that right now, you do have time in order to go and upgrade. But here's the other rub. Most of the PCs out there are going to be using processors that aren't approved for Windows 11. So that's what they want you to do. They want you to update to Windows 11. But most of those processors won't run it properly I think some have installed it and so forth, but they're not going to support it, basically. And that's part of that is because those processors won't run the security protocols that Windows 11 uses in order to try to keep your PC and your computer more secure overall. And so, at any rate, this from the Verge, and this is Microsoft is ending support for Windows 10 on October 14th, 2025. Now, it seems like a long way away, but it's not. It'll be here before you know it, at least in terms of trying to get your computer upgraded and transfer everything. And you'll need to pay dearly, yearly, I guess dearly, I misread that, but I think it is dearly. You'll have to pay dearly yearly if you want to continue using the operating system securely. Microsoft will offer extended security updates for Windows 10 users, with pricing starting at $61 for the first year. The pricing for additional security updates will be offered to consumers for the first time ever with Windows 10. Businesses and consumers will need to purchase ESU licenses for each Windows 10 device they plan to use after the cutoff date, basically. For businesses, the first year is priced at $61. Then it doubles to $122 for the second year. Then doubles again in year three to $244. So if you enter into the ESU program in year two, you'll have to pay for year one as well, since the ESUs are cumulative. So this is Microsoft's way of getting its customers, I guess, to have to go buy not just a whole new operating system, but a whole new computer, most likely. And so that's one of the things. A lot of new computers right now are coming out with Windows 11, I understand. But we just wanted to mention this to you so it gets on your radar, because this kind of thing does sneak up on you. Yes, it's over a year and a half away now, basically, but it will go very, very quickly. And a lot of times where our computers are so important, they have so much stuff, and we can't live without them each day. So you don't want to ever get into the position where you're not going to be able to run it securely. So just have this on your radar if you haven't already heard about it. And of course, back in the day, people had Windows 7, they had Windows 8, and their Windows 10 was offered, I think, pretty much as a free upgrade. A lot of people could just do that. But it wasn't as persnickety as Windows 11 is, according to these articles that I've seen. So you want to just make sure that this again is on your radar. And by the way, I seem to recall that it was a long time ago there was some kind of a infiltration or a security breach, but it had to do with an old computer in some basement of a company, and it was still running Windows XP. Remember Windows XP all those years ago? And that's one of the ways people could get in, because again, that operating system was easy to get through, or they're all known vulnerabilities that it had. So you want to just be careful. So we provide this as a public service for our great listeners out there across the highways and byways of the land. All right. So getting back to some of the international intrigue here and potentialities, this coming to us from Town Hall, Sarah Arnold writing at townhall.com. Governor Greg Abbott, of course, Republican of Texas, is warning Americans that another 9/11-like attack is a strong possibility as President Joe Biden's open border continues to pose a security risk to the United States. He criticized the Biden administration for refusing to take responsibility and stop terrorists from crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, threatening American communities and their safety. Abbott said that the number of known illegal terrorist immigrants that have been apprehended is extraordinary, quote unquote, but stressed that an even bigger number of illegal aliens have successfully crossed the border without being caught. This is really true. He goes on to, from an interview with Fox News, the administration is doing nothing to stop terrorists from coming across the border. They are knowingly allowing them in. And there are two categories here. There are the terrorists who were actually apprehended. The terrorists apprehended are an all-time record. He goes on to say many multiples of those that came across the border under the Trump administration. And second, he says the terrorist will pay extra not to be caught. What that means, he explains, is the number that we've caught, which is extraordinary. There's far more that have gotten across the border. Also, last month, the FBI director talked about a potential 9/11 terrorist attack because of the terrorists who are coming across our border. The chief job of the president of the United States is national security. President Biden is failing at national security. We are extraordinarily concerned about a terrorist attack occurring in Texas or elsewhere in the United States because terrorists are crossing our border and at will, and they go unstopped, basically. So, again, this is it's a dire warning. It's certainly something that is fair to warn about because we don't have the information, right? In other words, the potentiality and the people that have been caught or have been apprehended or identified feels like it's just the tip of the iceberg. And in the absence of having real concrete information that it's not the tip of the iceberg, I think we got to act like it is. And you say, oh, well, you know, Kyle, you're just being alarmist and you're just trying to sensationalize this. No, I'm not. I'm really not. I don't want to sensationalize this. Do you want to walk around worrying about the next terrorist attack? Well, we kind of do. We kind of have to. We're the ones put in that position, not because we're looking for the next terrorist attack or somehow think that talking about this is even going to create this, a political advantage. I would rather not worry about the terrorist attacks, knowing that the border was going to be secure and that everything possible that could be done was being done in order to facilitate the security of all Americans. And this goes beyond the idea of the Democrat Party elite wanting to bring people in because they believe they're eventually going to give them the right to vote, and they're going to then keep the Democrats in power in perpetuity. I think that's a separate problem. That's a real problem, obviously. But what's happening, though, again, is that all of us terrorists don't discriminate. By the way, they don't discriminate about who they're going to attack when they do some kind of operation. They don't go ask you, hey, do you support the Biden administration? Are you pro-Hamas? Are you pro-Israel? No, they're just going to attack. So that's why the border's there for all of us. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. We've got a great song and Denise Simon. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Edition continues to go across the overnight hours and your weekend hours as well at warp speed. We're glad to be with you folks. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we've got a lot more to tell you about on the program. And we've also come to the part of the program where we've got another great song to play for you here to keep you going through the overnight hours or the weekend, whatever it is that you're doing, whenever you're hearing this program today, whatever time it might be. We still want to give you a pick-me-up. We still want to make sure that you got something to kind of keep you going, keep the blood pumping, keep you focused, keep you on track. And I'm telling you, we've got a lot of great songs to play for you, and we've got another great request. We had a little technical difficulty there during the break, so we're going to bring Ron's request back at a different time, if that's all right. But we do have something else in the meantime for the weekend, and so I do apologize for that. But every once in a while, we have a little bit of a technical issue there. But let's we're actually going to do. We had a Clapton song bring us in here on the from the break, and I think we're going to continue with another cool Clapton song. I think we've heard it once before, and this one is called "Bad Love." It's one of my favorite Clapton songs as well. And so here we go. Eric Clapton, "Had Enough of Bad Love." We'll be right back. 9, Eric Clapton. Bad Love. I don't know. I don't think Eric Clapton can do a bad song. I'm pretty sure, but it can't happen. And I really do like Eric Clapton's playing, and certainly the work he even did with the Beatles, you know, and then subsequently thereafter with I believe, George Harrison as well and so forth. You know, Clapton is just one of those guitarists that he can just make this thing do whatever it is that he wants it to do. You know, it's kind of like Steve Perry. When Steve Perry sings, he can make his vocals do whatever he wants to do. But thanks again to Driver Ron. We are going to get that request on. I think it would be perfect for Times 2 Tuesday, because while that song was playing, I got that idea in my head. I think we'll use your suggestion, Ron, for Times 2 Tuesday, and I think I know exactly how it could work out. Anyway, thanks again for sending that in. And folks, it's time now to connect our two studios together from coast to coast. We're coming at you live here on this weekend edition. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning and happy weekend, Denise.
Happy weekend to you. Good morning.
Well, thank you. Happy weekend indeed. And, you know, of course, we've got, you know, I mentioned this the other day, a gentleman by the name of Fred Flights, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And know him well.
That's right. I remember you saying that. And I saw his quote earlier today on Newsmax. He has some real concerns about American service people stationed in and around the Middle East, that they might be vulnerable to an Iranian attack as a possible alternative against Israel proper.
You know, he comes from a perspective of having things in context of things that happened previously and those vulnerabilities, and least of which we have to remember Benghazi.
So, oh, yeah. Oh,
uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, of course, part of what he was talking about was that, you know, Israel can defend itself. The targets are very hard there, as they say. So Iran may decide to have an alternative, but even doing that, a direct attack on American troops would be, again, where wouldn't that just be a declaration of all-out total war? And what would the Biden administration?
Well, it is a war. I mean, we've already had direct attacks on our troops in Iraq and in Syria. We've got an administration that is in a pre-9/11 mentality, and I would argue that pretty much every lawmaker that was around during the 9/11 Commission report, which also had recommendations, every single lawmaker signed off on those recommendations, every single one of them, which included, by the way, the southern border.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have short memories, and you know, we take pity on our enemies. You know, we're trying to win over their hearts and minds. Like,
and you know what, though? Hamas doesn't feel like that. Iran doesn't feel like that. They don't want to win anybody.
Al-Qaeda doesn't feel like that. Yeah. Islamic State doesn't feel like that. That's right.
Yeah. And so, again, Israel understands this concept, right? They understand that they're in a fight for their survival. And to a great degree, Americans are as well, you know, only because these attacks will be relentless. And I don't know that we're going to be able to satisfy them in some way. You know, even with the Biden administration making the moves it's making against Israel, threatening policy changes and things like that, that doesn't make Iran and the mullahs say, maybe we've misjudged, you know, America. They're not going to think that.
Tony Blinken, Jake Sherman, and crowd canceled their trip to Saudi Arabia to advance the Abraham Accords. And I've been stomping my feet talking about where is Egypt in all of this, and where is Qatar in all of this, and where is Jordan in all of this. So Biden picks up the phone and calls.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what. Hold that thought. Yeah, hold that thought, because we're going to come back from the top of the hour news, and we will pick up right there. Biden picks up the phone. You'll pick us up right after the top of the hour news. Stay right there, everybody.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So the Biden administration and the Biden campaign will no doubt trumpet the job growth from the jobs report we got on Friday. They'll say that payrolls jumped by 303,000, unemployment dropped to 3.8%. But tell me, folks, why are all of the 99-cent stores going to be closing down? 371 locations. And why are they closing down? They're saying it's because of inflationary pressures. You tell me, in the economy, that the 99-cent store is going to go out of business, but yet everything's chugging along, it's all good. I don't know, folks. I'm not sure that that really sort of passes muster here. But unfortunately, there are going to be these store closures. There are going to be these layoffs. We've seen others. And unfortunately, we're also going to continue to hear from the Biden administration, the Biden campaign, that you're wrong. You just don't get it. You don't understand these numbers. You don't understand how they go together. And so, therefore, quit complaining. We've got it going for you. Even though in your day-to-day life, you see all these different effects, that's where they're disconnecting from you. Folks, well, we're connecting with you here on this program. Glad to be with you, of course. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We will open the telephone lines up at the bottom of this hour if you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And Denise, yeah, I think there's a disconnect, but we're trying to reconnect, aren't we?
Yeah.
Put it in those terms. Yeah, we're trying to connect the dots, and they're trying to say dots. What dots?
Mm-hmm. Precisely.
Exactly. Well, now, right when we went up to the top of the hour, you were talking about Joe Biden basically picking up the phone and calling Benjamin Netanyahu. What do we know more about the details of that? Because this is pretty much where they're saying we're going to withdraw a lot of our support, don't you think?
Well, they didn't necessarily say support. They talked about change the policy, but they wouldn't describe what that policy is. Meanwhile, Biden doesn't have – and then again, they canceled the meeting with Saudi Arabia on the Abraham Accords. Meanwhile, Biden doesn't have a problem picking up the phone, stomping his feet with Benjamin Netanyahu. But as I have been complaining about Egypt and Qatar and Jordan, Biden decides to write a letter. He doesn't pick up the telephone. He writes a letter to Qatar and to Egypt and says that they need to jump in here and help out. Really? Finally, after all of this, you write a letter instead of picking up the telephone?
Isn't but, that something? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Maybe they finally got the memo and decided that this isn't all on Israel at all. And it's not. As I mentioned, you've got a town in northern Sinai, which is Egypt, 31 miles to the west, El Arish, which is a perfect place to put these refugees. So you can continue to clean out all of Gaza and then decide what to do. But again, Egypt doesn't want them. They don't want to deal with this. Jordan doesn't want to deal with it. Qatar doesn't want to deal with it. Everybody's been perfectly satisfied with having Israel try and control things that have been going on in Gaza for years and years and years. Not so much Hamas, but the Palestinians. Because remember, one feeds off of the other. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And you notice that he doesn't pick up the telephone and call Putin and ask him for a ceasefire.
that's right. Because none of these things would really be successful. They would have to say, where's the readout of this? Who was on the call? You know, pretty much what was said. What is the president? It would generate too many questions for poor Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House press briefing room.
And then Trump comes out yesterday and says that Israel needs to end this thing. It's gone on too long. I think he tends to forget that the United States is the one that is, you know, holding the gear shift here for Israel and throttling their abilities, just like they're doing with Ukraine. But Trump also said that Israel was losing the propaganda war. I don't like the word propaganda in this case, but if that's the word he wants to use, that's fine. But that's also to what I've been saying, that Israel publicly on the world stage is not telling the right story. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm not sure what stories they're actually telling at all. So maybe it's time for Israel to republish, I might add, all of the videos, and there were thousands of them. I watched probably 200 or 300 of them, of what Hamas did on October the 7th and has done since. And I would argue what the IDF has found underground in the tunnels, in these hospitals. I mean, they need to go on that kind of a campaign. And simultaneously, they also need to go on a campaign that this has been going on for decades. How many times has Israel been attacked such that there are bomb shelters all over the place? They have to have these, phone apps that are alarms.
Yeah.
How many other countries have that?
Well, you're right. You're right about that. And it just seems to me that the Biden administration, there's so many things they could be doing to try to avert more, you know, global disaster and certainly a world war. And they don't seem to be really willing to go to the mat on that. They seem to be very timid about the constituencies that they're worried about here at home.
Well, we have now pretty much found out that the Biden operation in the campaign is more dedicated to votes for re-election than it is to destroying Hamas. That's just where we are.
Yeah, well said. Unfortunate, but true, absolutely. All right, Denise, stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back. More with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, and more with me. So stay right there. We're going to open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour. So we are coming right back.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. As we continue to go across the overnight hours in America, and we are truly the nexus of news and politics, and we're talking about stuff that you're not hearing, I would perchance to think, across the airwaves overnight in America. So we're glad about that. We want to be distinctive. We want to be that go-to program for you so you know what's happening and in many ways, why it's happening. that's something we try to get right. All right, so once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. And we, of course, have Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us again. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, we do have a caller on the line this morning, and let's go right to the telephone lines. And we've got Mary in St. Pete, who's got a question or comment for you this morning. Good morning, Mary. You're on the program.
Hi. Good morning. I'm glad Miss Denise brought up Benghazi. I used to work at a government. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Government facility. I asked all the people I worked with, a hospital that worked there, about Benghazi. And the veterans knew about Benghazi, the people visiting the veterans did, but guess what? The staff had no idea at a VA what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So the perpetuation of this for decades, people do not know the history of it. I think a generational change has occurred, and they don't have the knowledge base to understand what Denise or anyone probably over 60 is maybe talking about. And I don't know. I'm for the slogan, Save America. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate the call very much. Yeah, what do you think, Denise?
I almost feel like, there are so many things that, voters have no concept about. I almost feel like that the conservative side should go on their own propaganda thing and start putting things out on every piece of social media. And includes things like, what popped in my mind the other day, and I don't know why it did, was Cash for Clunkers. Anybody remember that one?
I do remember Cash for Clunkers. Oh, yeah.
But there was Fast and Furious. Anybody remember that one?
That was the gun running
operation. And then obviously Benghazi. But if they don't know about those, then you can be sure that what they heard about all things Russiagate is that still today Trump is a Russian operative, instead of knowing that the whole thing was a scam. And I would also a hoax. Or a plot, really an insurrection when you think about it. It was the left trying to destroy a presidency and the standing government at the time under the Trump administration. So wasn't that all an insurrection?
Right.
And I think what's happening right now is another we have against Trump with all these cases, New York and Florida and in Georgia, it's really the makings of another operation, just like they've done to them already. And I think it needs to be said that way. All these people just seem to be loyal to The View and loyal to Rachel Maddow or Joy Reid, and they're never going to understand. So maybe we ought to go on our own marketing campaign.
Well, indeed. Well, you mentioned about the Trump and the insurrection, blah blah blah. You got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is now saying that there's little evidence of a quote true insurrection. He's rattling some cages, and that's because the narrative is there to be insurrection, but really you had a riot that did get out of control. People should not have done what they did. I got to tell you too, Denise. I don't think I could. I could never deface the Capitol. I just could never do it. It's too sacred to all of us. I would never want to do vandalism or things like that. That's out of kilter. Mm-hmm. I would rather, and I've been to the Capitol, and you'd want to sit there and awe and go, this is it. This is the Capitol. It's so amazing. But what he's talking about, of course, is going to be make the some of these people on MSNBC and other places just apoplectic.
Well, it's almost as though that every time the left mentions J6, then the right ought to mention Russiagate.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, exactly. And that, of course, and they still kind of try to go for that whole thing.
Of course they do. Or what they did to Brett Kavanaugh. I'm just not going to get over that one. And here we have this Christine Blasey Ford woman who's come out with a book and is trying to revisit the whole thing. Isn't that interesting timing?
Yes, indeed. And they had her on The View, as I recall.
Yeah, woman's nuts.
Well, it's all about putting on this play almost of here's what we're going to do on the left. We're going to drive the narrative. We're going to drive what people are thinking about and talking about. And we're going to obscure all the things that this administration is doing, even behind the scenes. And I mentioned it a little bit earlier to the listeners. You know, who's running the show? Who's in the basement of the White House doing this? Because this isn't coming from Joe Biden. I hate to tell you. I think he's a true believer or something. But he's not coming up with these decisions.
No, it's all happening out of, you know, they've got a war room over in the East Wing. That's where it's all happening. You know, if they don't know about all these other things, then how many actually know about the Biden crime family?
Right, right. And that becomes another thing. It's the stuff of, you know, it's like the Russiagate thing was a real hoax, but the Biden crime family, well, there's all kinds of stuff they're finding. Bank statements, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, and, receipts.
Yeah, and but that is now perpetual. It's being shown, told to be as if it were a hoax. You know, like that's just the Republicans coming up with stuff. And that's why AOC did what she did the other day. Did you see him steal some money? Do you see him put it in his pocket or stuff like that? And of course not. And then when Bob Alinsky mentioned RICO, then she said, that's just a category. Said, well, no, she doesn't understand how that whole stuff works, I guess.
No, you don't have to guess. She doesn't. I mean, yeah. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I guess I was being too nice.
So, you know, now you got Bob Alinsky that's suing Dan Goldman for defamation. He better watch out on that one. Bob Alinsky, well, they're both exceptionally wealthy. But I think, too, that Bob Alinsky is going after, what's her face, on the five, Jessica Tarloff. She made kind of a very weak statement. She did make an apology, but she made a weak statement trying to stave off a lawsuit that Bob Alinsky is threatening against her, essentially for lies and defamation. So,
yeah, it's serious kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Exactly, and again, but it's because. If you had all this stuff, by the way, if you had all these bank statements, receipts, you had your own Tony Bob Alinsky, and it was all about, this is how Donald Trump told me to, you know, embezzle $1 million or something like that. Everybody would go, do you see? Do you see? It's the smoking gun. And it would go on and on.
You know, and the one thing that just is a burr under my saddle and I can't get rid of it are all of the documents, all of the things that were collected during the Obama White House that are sitting in some warehouse someplace that we cannot get to, including the archivists, including the National Archives, because of his executive order, waiting for them to be put into a Obama presidential library, which has not been built. In fact, there hasn't been one bulldozer shovel full of dirt that's been moved. And so in that, I would argue that we would begin to understand virtually everything, from Zuckerberg to censorship to Fast and Furious to Cash for Clunkers to Benghazi to it all, because every single document, I would argue, is still in play today under the Biden administration. It's all the same players.
When you mentioned that, it gives me this notion like that they don't want you to know it, that it's there. They don't want you to ever find it. It reminds me of Raiders of the Lost Ark. You know, you got this big warehouse and, you know, the old man just pushes it away and never to be seen again. We'll stay right there because we are going to be seen again, or rather heard again, on the other side of this bottom of the hour break. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back with Denise Simon. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Engineering teams are extensively evaluating the aftermath of Friday's earthquake, described as the most powerful in a century.
Surveying our bridges, our roads, any area there could be a fault line that is not easily detectable to make sure that passengers on our rails as well as our commuters are safe.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul said fortunately there have been no reports of injury or damages. The U.S. currently has no intentions of conducting an independent inquiry into the deaths of seven aid workers from the World Central Kitchen in Gaza. John Kirby, White House National Security Council spokesman, said the administration is reviewing the findings of the investigation conducted by the Israeli government. According to a recent report from Microsoft, the Chinese government is running counterfeit social media profiles posing as U.S. voters and inquiring about their opinions on American political matters. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. The weekend edition continues, and we're having a great time, by the way. And we are having a great discussion this morning. And if you've been moving your radio dial around and you found us, well, you found the nexus for news and politics in the overnights across America. And again, and thanks to great people like Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We're talking about things and doing things that you're not hearing other places, and I think that's really important. And Denise, you know, people let us know that as well, and that's really gratifying to us.
I like it. Thank you.
Indeed, because there's a lot of important things happening, and a lot of times, you know, there is a narrative out there. Things do get lost in the noise. And I think what we try to do is we try to give a little bit of perspective, analysis, and maybe some things that people haven't heard yet.
Well, you just have to step over the stupidness, you know. You know, this Dwayne, whatever his name is, The Rock, you know, there's this big interview with him and how he made a mistake in voting for Biden, but he won't say. I don't care what he thinks. Does anybody care what Taylor Swift thinks? No. I mean, just stupid stuff. I'm not going to get caught up with that. When we have other things that are just so much more important. Here's an interesting development, by the way, that Mexico has decided that is going to cut ties with Ecuador. Now, why would that be important? Well, because the former vice president of Ecuador, who is an absolute criminal for a whole bunch of reasons, he fled the country. And where did he go? Mexico. Mexico has given him asylum in the embassy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what happened? Well, Ecuador, interestingly enough, broke into the Mexican embassy to capture this guy, detain him, and bring him back to Ecuador for prosecution. So that kind of tells you what Mexico is all about. Instead of cooperating with Ecuador, they gave him asylum.
Wow.
So now we have another development that's going on south of the border here.
Indeed, indeed.
But that just tells you everything you need to know about Obrador in Mexico.
Well, sure, exactly. Well, and, you know, looking at, as you know, a lot of times we look at what's happening in the election going on here. I saw a couple of different articles today, Denise. One of them was that Joe Biden seems to be making some headway in some of these polls. Yeah, that came from Newsweek. It's hard to imagine at this point. But at the same time, Trump seems to be getting some good breaks here in terms of fundraising. So you've got some of the tide turning, I think, especially with people who say, look, we got to get this economy going. We got to be able to be prosperous again.
Well, polls are a snapshot.
Indeed.
Okay. A moment in time. And it very well could be that for a moment in time, for 2 or 3 days, the polls showed X, Y, and Z. But all of a sudden here, gasoline prices have gone up. And this whole migrant squatter thing is beginning to hit an awful lot of headlines. And so I think his poll numbers could necessarily be going the other way again here in the next couple of days. So I don't pay a lot of attention to them, except that when you have an operation, a campaign operation like Biden has, whoever's running it, they will make these adjustments all the time in order to improve the poll numbers. The next one's going to come out is the defiance once again of the Supreme Court decision and hand out more money or more forgiveness on student loans. That's supposed to be coming out at the beginning of the week. So the poll numbers mean something to the campaigns, but they don't mean anything to really us out here. We just kind of yawn and go, yeah, whatever. That's what's going to happen here next week. Is it going to be more student loan forgiveness? And I would argue there are lawsuits, but you know, you had a suit against the Biden administration for doing this with the Supreme Court, and the Biden administration is so lawless, they're in defiance of the Supreme Court, not only when it comes to student loans, but they're certainly in defiance of immigration law. So here we are.
Well, that's right. Here we are. And, but you know, the other day, Dr. Jill, last week, you know, she said, well, there are clear choices. Yeah. You know, I have to agree with her that people will look at the clear choices.
That's a platitude. Obviously there's a choice.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it's the kind of choice that we almost had, and it's not apples to apples, but back when Reagan was running against Carter, that was a clear choice. Did you want to keep the Carter malaise, or did you want to do something different for one thing? Did you want to have the hostages go on forever and ever, or did you want to have somebody who they were actually afraid of?
Or do you want more 99-cent stores closing, laying off, 14,000 employees?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, exactly right. You tell me how this, if the economy's going great and people that they can't even shop at the 99-cent store?
Well, you know, Biden yesterday, he goes and visits Baltimore, okay? And he gets up and he says, the federal government, I need legislation passed so we will pick up the entire tab, federal government pick up the entire tab to clear this channel by the end of May and rebuild this bridge. So I need Congress to act. Well, this guy's an ass. Can I say that on the air? He has no concept of private business because not only is that cargo ship and the cargo and the containers and all things associated with the Dali are insured. The insurance companies pick up the tab for virtually everything. Everything. And that includes lost wages. Mm-hmm. That includes loss of business. That includes all the other ships that have expenses because they can't get through that channel, including other cargo ships, other shipments, and everything else. So this is going to be in the billions and billions and billions. And there are several insurance companies, I might add. So I didn't hear this cat yesterday stand at the podium and say one flipping word about we're not responsible. The federal government's not responsible, nor accountable for any of this.
Mm-hmm.
That he is tasking, the Lloyd's of London types to step up their game and start making these deposits and start paying some of these early bills. He's an idiot.
Well, but he's also trying.
Did I say that right? He's an idiot.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to make. He's trying to make hay out of this. This is a thing. He's going to swoop in and show just he's the savior for this whole thing. But you're right. There's a process to this. I mean, if somebody drives their car and have an accident and they knock down the pole, the light pole or something like that, ultimately they are going to pay for that. It's not just it's in other words, you're responsible. And this company is responsible. The shipping company is responsible, and so forth. But that doesn't sound great. We're going to make sure the insurance company pays for this. Doesn't sound as good as I'm helping you because I'm from the federal government.
Yeah, exactly. The taxpayer shouldn't have one dime in all of this. But you've got the governor and the mayor. They're talking about establishing scholarship funds for the those that died in this for their children so they can go to give me a break.
Well, but that's part of the politicking of the whole thing. And that's what's permeated our whole society now. Everything is based on that in some way, shape or form. And the politicians will only want to be seen as being the person who brought home the bacon basically for your district or for your state, But we can write checks to Ukraine all the live long day, and we can't actually improve the infrastructure. That's where maybe part of the federal government needs to do something, help improve the infrastructure in this country.
Yeah. Roads and bridges. Have we done any of that yet?
No, but they had bills with names on them like that, or the Clean Water Act and stuff like that. As long as it has a name on it, we got to pass it, and who knows what happens next.
Yeah, meanwhile, squatters are out there destroying. My new word this week is domestic tranquility. We don't have any out here.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're supposed to be providing for, the domestic tranquility.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, Denise, have a great weekend. We will talk to you again bright and early on Monday. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, we're coming right back on this weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there because we've got a lot more to talk about.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I study nuclear science. I love my classes. I got a crazy teacher. He wears dark glasses. Things are going great, and they're only getting better.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
All right, getting good grades.
Appreciate you being there, because this is the best job in the world, and I do have you to thank for that. It's not lost on me. Really, really do appreciate it. And James in Denver, I appreciate your message, by the way, very, very much. I really, really do. I think it's one of the nicest things anybody's ever written in and said about the show. And I will respond back to you on that as well. I really do appreciate it. And folks, you can send us a direct message anytime simply by going to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, earlier in the week on Thursdays, we talked to our good friend Jimmy T. Smith. He's with an organization called Concerned Veterans Civilians for America. Their website is cv4a.org. That's cv, the number 4a.org. You can also find them on X, formerly Twitter, at Concerned Vets. And Jimmy and I always have a great conversation about what they're doing to help our vets and also to influence public policy regarding even our active military as well. So we always have a great time talking with them. We talk with them every Thursday morning on the program. But many times on the weekend show, we like to bring in that interview so our weekend listeners can hear it as well. So without further ado, let's listen in to our interview with Jimmy T. Smith from earlier in the week right here on the program. Here we go, Jimmy T. Smith.
Good morning, Kyle. Always wonderful to be on the show and be able to talk with you. And I really enjoy the opportunity to talk about some issues that, you know, quite often people are not talking about. So today, you know, I'd love to talk about the fact that can we deal and continue to deal with this whole issue of American ammunition being spent, and will that potentially put America in a less safe position by not having enough ammo if we need to fight a war?
Yeah, that is a very huge concern, and you're right. We don't hear about it a lot. Only we hear that, you know, such and such $1 billion is going to be slated to be spent. We understand sometimes that means we'll try to buy new equipment here in the U.S. as we give some surplus. But still, you're right. What about ammunition, ordnance, everything that is going somewhere else right now? How does that all add up?
Really, and you know, you think about this, Kyle, there is this really disconnected view that cutting a check from Washington means arms for Ukraine. What it means is that money is going to end up going to fund the replacement of the ammunition. So right now they're saying, well, we'll send over billions of dollars of equipment. Well, that's great, but the $1 billion of equipment and ammunition needs to be replaced. And there lies the problem, because let's just look at artillery shells first and foremost, right? In October of last year, we produced about 23,000 a month in the United States. That's about 300 plus thousand total that can be produced in a year at that rate. And that means that, you know, here's the amount that we're using to replace what we had already sent to Ukraine and other locations. So if Ukraine is using 4,000 to 7,000 a day, and we're producing 20,000 a month, the numbers don't work out. And this is really where part of the problem that people don't understand. It takes years. An artillery shell is not something that, you know, you just pop it in the oven, it comes out. Mm-hmm. This is something that nowadays is a very technical piece of equipment. So a lot of people are not realizing the ability to produce these is very difficult. And then when you go into the more technological things, like air defense artillery kind of things, Patriot missiles or anti-tank things like the Javelins, those take even more years to replenish. And at the rate that things are being used in Ukraine, it demonstrates that if we were in a high-intensity conflict, which is what Ukraine is called, then that would be problematic for America.
You know, I'm so glad that you're talking about this, because this is this idea that if let's just say, you know, we're talking about Ukraine, and but, you know, in the back in the days of the Cold War, the height of the Cold War, that was one of the most overriding concerns. And that was, let's say you're fighting the Soviet Union. Well, pretty quick, one of those two sides might start to lose that war, because you can't, you know, you don't have Rosie the Riveter who can't put together P-51 Mustangs at a breakneck pace and keep, you know, throwing it over into the war for more, you know. And so that's what could bring up, even in that kind of scenario, the specter of a nuclear exchange, because one side starts to lose. Precisely what you're talking about, because you can't rebuild this stuff so quickly.
You can't. And let's look at what's happening with the Middle East and America sending missiles over into Yemen with the Houthis. Whenever that's happening, they're using a lot of the Tomahawk missiles. They have already used an entire year's supply of attacking them. We do not replenish at the rate that's needed to keep that up. So here's these very technological pieces of equipment, and we are fundamentally just shooting them over like there's plenty to have. At some point when we run out, or if we run out, then how are we going to replace them? Nobody's going to automatically flip on a machine and these missiles are going to pop out. Again, these are years-long pieces of equipment that have to be made. And when these years-long process to make these pieces of equipment do happen, we have to hope that we can get the resources, get the precious metals, get all these different things. It's not as simple as America says. And the mentality of just have Washington write a check for it does not get that item made in a timely manner. And yes, we've seen the ramping up of production of arms, but that production of arms ramp up is not still a fast enough rate for them, just for Ukraine. So add in now what's going on in the Middle East, and what happens if America has to have a conflict in Taiwan to defend Taiwan from an invasion with China, just as an example. Do we have enough ammo? And I'll have to tell you, when we see Japan having to loan America artillery shells, or we have to see South Korea loaning America Patriot missiles, this is an indicator we're not ready.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, this is very, very concerning, because it seems to me that the politics of it, the idea that, well, we want to write a check so that we can, look good politically or something, that's all outpacing the actual practical issues that face our military. And I'm so glad you brought up Taiwan, because even right now, with the earthquake that's occurred there, this disaster, you better believe in Beijing, they're saying to themselves, hey, maybe we could do something right now while everything's in flux over there. And that would put us smack dab into the whole thing.
Absolutely. And a lot of people are safe and secure here in America, which we should be, because we have the two oceans and two weak enemies. But if we are going to play in foreign policy to where we potentially might have to deploy troops into places around the world, we need to make sure we're fully ready. We have learned through experiences in the past where the military has said it's ready. Oh, everything will be fine. You can look in Task Force Smith when the Americans drove up into Osan to stop the march of the North Koreans coming down. They were ill-prepared, but all the records and all the paperwork and everything said that, hey, this unit is ready to go. They've done all the training, met all the things. They went over there and the bazookas were bouncing off tanks and things like that. They were ill prepared. What happens if America, after supporting Ukraine and supporting issues in the Middle East, has to go to Taiwan to defend from China, and we're going over there and just using old stockpiles or out-of-dated stuff, or our equipment is not the frontline best equipment possible? We need to really focus, when we talk about ammunition and arms, on the fact that we need to start thinking about our current resources, how fast it takes to develop those resources, and where they should be used to better keep America safe. And right now, I have to tell you, this promise of checks from the United States and even from Europe does not mean a safe America.
Well, indeed. And, of course, we hear these rumblings from places like Poland, for example, that are very concerned that the war in Ukraine can become a much larger European problem, not too long from now, if things keep going the way that they're going. You know, that the whole thing is bad from our perspective.
Well, you think about it, from the time of NATO, the world had the Cold War and there was a lot of arms production. But the fall of the Berlin Wall, Europe basically said, we don't need to produce arms this much. Even America basically, ramped down the production of the arms and things like that, not near as much as they did over in Europe. But then you had the invasion of Georgia, Crimea, and now the invasion of Ukraine. The Russians, on the other hand, had ramped up their military production.
So there you have Jimmy T. Smith. Yes, that's right. The Russians were ramping up their military production. Folks, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you bright and early on Monday morning. Kyle One with you. Check out cb4a.org, and we'll see you Monday.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.